The Lutheran Reformation, idol of idols for many. Justification, idol of idols for some. It's not wrong what they teach, just they don't actually practice it. Here's the thing. Luther was not converted by Augsburg IV. Luther was not converted by the formula. Luther was not converted by the large catechism. Luther was converted by the Psalter. So if we're not praying the Psalter, we're not the Reformation, no matter what we say. And I think if you go back 100 years and you ask before everything else fell, before we lost the difference between man and woman in divorce and childbearing, before we allowed for things like cohabitation, and I forget the list of open communion, all the things that Lutherans used to be hard on that were not harder anymore. Before that happened, I would wager you had the average layman reading the Bible and praying the Psalms on some level. And once that went away, because TV and radio came into the house, it was just a matter of what, four generations? Oh, run that through Exodus 20. For 10 men, will you spare the city, O Lord? There's 10 men in Rockford and then some, and that's what's great about it. We've got 10 households that say, not one more. No further do they go. This is holy ground. And I'd invite you to discover that there's 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. There's more than one place where you can find a Christian community where they're going to say, oh, a Christian man who cares about his faith and wants to talk about it, learn, grow, and contribute? Please, join us, because we need that. And if it's just another place where it's come, put money in the pew and go away and don't do anything, don't learn anything, don't talk, don't build, yeah, I can understand why that'd get old and feel purposeless, because it's worldly for you, right? I don't know, maybe the rest of the church is doing great, but it's not inspiring you.